Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am, and you're listening to Pop Buzz. Where's the microphone on that?
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Pop Buzz podcast. We are back again with all the best of the music and the internet delivered straight from pop-buzz.com. I'm your host, James, a writer at Pop Buzz. Joining me as ever is the team. It's Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Hi. And of course, we have Katie as well. Say hello, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Woo.
Hi, girl.
Hi. Hey. I'm waving to you all.
Oh, that's nice.
So, big week for us, guys. We should get straight into it. It's been a really big week because we're all at the massive event, the Summertime Ball on Saturday at Wembley Stadium. All the biggest pop acts in the world. We're talking Little Mix, we're talking The Vamps, we're talking Flo Rida, Nick Jonas, Jess Gwynn. The list goes on and on and on and on. So Katie, you were down at floor level for most of the day.
So lucky.
Any particular highlights from your day out at Wembley Stadium?
Ariana.
Oh, of course.
Woody.
Yes.
Oh, she was so good.
Yeah.
Well, there was a little sneaky thing that happened as well. I sort of went out to take a picture of the stage, and as I turned back, her and her entourage walked past.
She was with her mum.
No way.
I was like, oh my God.
Oh wow.
Queen.
Shared the same oxygen.
Come through.
Did she like flip her hair?
She did. Like her, no, she actually was. She was just like, yes. Ariana Grande is coming to the stage.
It's as good as watching a song, really.
Wow. I have to say, she did play Greedy for the first time.
The key change.
Wow. That is a key change on a key change right there. Beautiful stuff. Woody, me and you were, of course, upstairs in the red carpet area doing a few cheeky interviews, which is a very, very fun day. Who was your fave? Who was your highlight?
I think interview-wise, Zara Larsson was hilarious. So essentially, as she walked in the room, she had her photo taken by like a million photographers.
Yeah.
And then we were next in the line. And so she came over and she was wearing this beautiful pink outfit.
She did look great.
Very luminous would be the word I would use.
I'd go with luminous, yeah.
And so she
You two on Fashion Police would be amazing.
I am the next Joan Rivers, yes.
We've always said it.
And so she came over and obviously we had to ask. Like normally I wouldn't really ask about someone's clothes, but I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
This is so good. And then she had no idea who she was wearing.
She had a bit of a moment. She had a bit of a moment. Let's have a little listen to it now. This is Zara Larsson on the red carpet.
I don't remember what I'm wearing, but it's something nice, isn't it? Look. Marcus Almeida. Marcus Almeida. Very nice. Marcus.
Marquez.
Amazing.
Bless her. Bless her. She was so sweet, though.
So what you can't see there is her assistant came in from the side and literally was fiddling around behind her, like, where's the label? Where's the label? Like, it was a shambles, but I just loved how carefree she was about it.
Big grin. She was so enthusiastic. My personal favourite on the red carpet, I have to say, it was very unexpected, but Will.i.am, or William, as I like to call him, turned up the traditional hat getup that he loves in his traditional hat. I asked him what I thought was quite a simple question, right? So Craig David was playing the gig too. His big tune is When the Bassline Drops. I asked Will.i.am, what do you do when the bassline drops? I think that's quite a simple question.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he meant by this answer, all right?
So confusing.
Have a listen to this. This is Will.i.am. What does he do when the bass line drops?
If it's a hot bass line, the bass line is just like the rockin'est, then I'm rocking. But if the bass line's like whack, then what was the point for the bass line to drop? I think he's talking about, he probably has a hot bass line on this track. You don't call out something, it ain't nothing. So he probably got something pumping on that.
What does he mean? What does
Literally
he mean?
I love him.
Makes no sense whatever. But that's very Will.i.am, isn't it?
Oh, he lived up to expectations. He was an absolute dream. But my word, I still have no idea what he does when the bass line drops. But never mind. There you go. You live, you learn, don't you? But Woody, I must say, I'm surprised you picked out Zara Larsson, as great as she was, as your highlight, because your ultimate fave strutted through the red carpet, didn't he?
I've heard stories about this.
Ollie Alexander from Years and Years was there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, so I've been in a one-sided relationship with Ollie for like 1 year, 7 months and 29 days. Not
that anyone's counting.
Yeah, indeed.
So when he walked in, I was kind of freaking out. And I'm so embarrassed, but like the hair on my arms was like standing up. Like I had proper goosebumps.
You were looking at him like a toddler looking at his birthday cake.
Oh,
it was really quite frightening.
And literally, I couldn't move on from that like state. So I just mainly just stared at him.
He was a delight, though. We asked him a little bit about, he's always talking to Matty Healy from the 1975 on Twitter. He finally got to meet him the other week, so we asked Ollie about what it was like to meet Matty Healy from the 1975.
I met him, yeah, the other day. Oh, and he had a dog.
Did you bond?
He was like, he was tripping out of a cab with like Cuban heels, all in black, and sort of like chiffon trousers, holding a cigarette and like a chain onto a dog. And he was just like, oh my god, Ollie, I'm going to meet you. I should quit now.
Yeah, that's the dream achieved.
Better than any of us could ever hope to be.
You know what I love the most about that clip, actually, is that, okay, so Matty Healy's dog is called Alan. I accidentally call him Alfie. Listen to how quickly and how angrily Woody jumps in to say, no, it's Alan, don't embarrass me in front of Ollie Alexander. Listen to this. Listen very carefully.
Alan!
It's Alan!
Get it right!
Goodness sake, James!
Well, you know what, though? Talking of outfits, Ollie Alexander's outfit that day was amazing. He was basically wearing bright yellow trousers. Like, it was kind of like if a fisherman like was really into ABBA. Like, that's kind of the vibe.
He always has a rave.
Fisherman
vibe, I feel. But it was an amazing, amazing event, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more in the next section. This is WTF News. News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news? So as we've said, Summertime Ball, an amazing event. One sad moment. Unfortunately, Zayn, who was one of the massive acts booked to play the show, had to pull out at the very last second, citing his anxiety at the thought of going back on stage at such a huge event. It was a disappointing moment, but very understandable, right, guys? It's very understandable. You can't control when something like that strikes. And obviously, we've talked about this a lot on the site before with artists like Melanie Martinez and Halsey. But what I liked the most was the Twitter reactions. I know you guys saw a lot of this. Yeah. Overwhelmingly quite positive, right?
Yeah, definitely. People were completely understand. I think it is so great that nowadays anxiety is discussed so openly that people just understand, they get it. And also, I think performance anxiety in terms of musicians or any people on stage, that's a really big thing. I know LaRue recently had it.
Yeah,
she lost her voice.
Yeah,
you know, she couldn't physically perform. So he did the absolute right thing, and I think the reaction was really, really spot on.
Yeah, I read a tweet. Someone like summed it up really well. And it was just like, the thing about anxiety is you can feel you can do everything, or you can feel that you can do absolutely nothing all at once.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, you know, maybe when Zayn made that decision, he felt like he could do it. And then when it came to the day, it was just like, no.
And we got to remember, no one's going to be more disappointed about this than Zayn himself.
Yeah.
It was his biggest show. It was his first UK solo show. You know, he's presumably going to have friends and family in there. It's gutting. It's gutting for everyone. But what do we think will be next for Zayn, though? Because he's got, I think, a couple more big shows booked later on down the line. Obviously, if he feels well enough, he'll go ahead and do those. But I was thinking maybe a more intimate tour atmosphere is the way forward, because he clearly loves performing, but maybe in a slightly different setup than a stadium.
Yeah, because we should remind everyone, this was Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, how many
80,000 people?
80,000 people.
That's a lot of pressure, to be fair.
That is huge, particularly as a... So, you know, he's gone from being in a band to now a solo artist. That's a very... That's all the kind of... people looking at you
at once.
Like, that's very different from being in a band. So I totally understand where he's coming from.
All the best to Zayn. All the best to Zayn. He put a very positive message on his Twitter. You should go and have a read, and you can read all about that on the site. What else has been happening in the news this week, guys? Woody, what have you spotted?
Well, I spotted something the other day that got me a little bit mad. So I saw a headline which included the words, Nick Jonas opens up about being a gay icon. And I was just like, what? What?
When did that happen?
What? Like, I know there's not some sort of like scientific criteria to being a gay icon, but I'm pretty sure Nick Jonas doesn't qualify.
I'm pretty sure there's one key detail that might be slightly necessary.
What, the fact that he's a beefcake?
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, there's been a lot of press recently with people have been criticising Nick Jonas for gay baiting.
Right.
So basically kind of talking about himself in a way which might kind of suggest homosexuality or things like
thirsty.
This. Yeah, he's being thirsty.
Okay.
And so people are calling him out out on it, basically.
Yeah, there was a lot of reactions on Twitter to this one, wasn't there, actually? Yeah. A lot of people kicking off.
It got very negative.
I mean, heated.
Because, well, you know, particularly when there's so many gay artists out there that struggle to get the exposure in not only mainstream media, but also mainstream gay media, to have people talk about Nick Jonas in this way, I think it distracts from actually giving people who really need the platform,
of course,
who really do serve the community, or, you know, have a much longer history with the gay community. That's, I think, why most people are angry.
No, hear, hear, absolutely. Who do you think, in terms of newer artists, then, should be given that kind of platform? Because obviously, Ollie Alexander would be the obvious choice. I mean, he's already kind of there. He's been a big spokesperson for the community.
Well, I mean, someone like Troye Sivan is the perfect example.
Of course.
But, you know, Laverne Cox, she's done so many great things for the transgender community. And even people like Frank Ocean as well, you know, he really broke new ground when he, you know, wrote that Tumblr post coming out. So, you know, people that have really done something that has impacted people in a real way, that's for me. And, you know, obviously, Cher.
Of course, Cher. Of course, Cher. If you want to read about those stories, guys, a lot of heated debate on the website. It's great to read. Please do get involved. It's over at pop-buzz.com. And also follow us on Twitter. It is @popbuzz. Hey guys, if you want to get all the latest music news from the site, all the best quizzes and access to the Pop Buzz audio stream, just download the Pop Buzz app. It is completely free and available in the iTunes App Store right now. Time for a game, guys. Time for a game. It's Name That Fanfic time.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
I'm going to read you some real quotes from genuine fanfiction I have found on the internet. All you have to do is tell me who the quote is about. All right, but before we get to that, as usual, we need the buzzers, guys, for when you're buzzing in. So, I am coming to Katie first this week. So, Katie, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise. Nice, nice.
Because it was Kanye's birthday, like, 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah, you tied it in.
Like last week.
Yeah, way to style it out. Right, Woody, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
So,
right, you're going to hate that. Within about 5 minutes of this, you are going to go insane.
So basically, I was last night, I was making some toast and I was thinking about what buzzer noise I needed. And like, I kind of went to reach for the toast, but missed the toast and pressed the metal bit. And I just went, So I was like, That'll do.
All right, we got the buzzers. So let's play a bit of Name That Fanfic, shall we? Yeah, this is going to go very well. So this week, the fanfiction quotes are about everyone's favourite Mancunian band, the 1975. Yeah. All right. So all these quotes, you have to tell me, is it Matty, Adam, Ross, or George, okay? Matty, Adam, Ross, George. That is your choices.
Katie's writing this down.
Oh, Katie. Album of the year. I knew all these by heart. How dare you? Right, okay. Matty, Adam, Ross, or George. Are you ready for your first fanfic quote?
Woody's writing it down too.
Stop ratting each other out. Concentrate. Okay. Fanfiction quote number one. Who is this? I just always use that pickup line because it makes people smile. And let me tell you, that smile looks divine on your face.
Oh!
Woody's in for the buzz. Who is it, Woody? Who is it?
I'm going to go straight in with Matty. I just think Matty's the one that would, you know, dish out the chirp lines.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid. I'm going to pass it over, Katie. So to remind you, you got Matty, you got Adam on guitar, Ross on bass, and George on the drums. Who would you go for?
I like George on the drums.
You do like George on the drums, to be fair. To be fair, he is the one in the bananas in pyjamas outfits that you always enjoy so much. Unfortunately, it's the wrong answer. It was Adam, the guitarist. That is a guitarist pickup line, if ever I have heard one.
Dang.
Right there.
I've never heard a guitarist pickup line.
No, that, clearly we're going to the wrong gigs.
Clearly.
Damn.
No points on that one, I'm afraid. Let's move on to the next fanfiction quote. He was feeling so happy and so content with what they were doing, he didn't really want sex or anything sexual tonight because it was ruining the vibes he had going on. He was feeling so happy and so content with what they were doing. He didn't really want sex or anything sexual tonight because it would ruin the vibes he had going on.
Same time.
Wow.
Should we say it at the same
What do we
time?
Do in a tie?
I'll start reading again, whoever does it first. He was... Okay, there we go. Katie. So,
I'm probably going to be wrong. It's a complete
cheating.
Guess.
Who is it, Katie? Tell me who it is.
So I imagine it's going to be Adam, and maybe he just really wants to watch Netflix instead of the chill section of it. Help me.
Right, okay, well, that's obviously incorrect. So we'll just move straight on to Woody and
your
pretend it didn't
happen. Your is all wrong.
Right, so Adam's out. It's either Matty, Ross, or George. Who do you think said that one?
I think George has got the vibes.
I'm not George the drummer.
George, come on, look at him.
It's dead on. It's George the drummer. Yeah. It's a point to Woody, everybody.
So angry.
It's a point to Woody. He's so chilled. That's why he's always wearing pajamas. He just wants to cuddle up, guys. He just wants to cuddle up.
Got Katie.
Sorry.
Point to Woody there. Got one more for you, all right? This is another fanfiction quote. Tell me which member of the 1975 said this.
I mean, I see these girls coming to the shows and they are really quite gorgeous, and the terrifying thing is that I can't tell if I'm killing them or saving them.
What?
I mean, I see these girls coming to the shows and they are really quite gorgeous. And the terrifying thing is I can't tell if I'm killing them or saving them. Woody's in for the buzz. Woody's in for the buzz. Who is it?
That's Matty.
I mean, it's so pretentious. Of course it's Matty Healy. Of course it is. Another point to Woody. Very, very well done. Very well done. So what we've learnt there, guys, is that George likes to just cuddle up of an evening. Adam likes to use cheesy pickup lines. And Matty will just say anything as long as it sounds deep. So that's what I'm taking away from that one.
Who would you prefer?
Oh, hello.
George the drummer.
Oh, really?
You're just all about those pajama
vibes.
I'm
about the pajama life.
I think I'm going Ross first, then Matty. Wow. I'll take two.
You've really thought this one through. If you're listening, boys, please come on the show. Please come on the show anytime. It won't be a remotely awkward conversation. Anyway, Woody is the winner there. That is this week's edition of Name That Fanfic. And if you want to play any quizzes, guys, please do go on the website. They're all there, pop-buzz.com.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Chia, are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet. Ha. Sweet. Ha.
Yes, it's salty or sweet time, everybody. This is our weekly quickfire debate. I will throw out some topics and each of our contestants will have 15 seconds to pitch whether they are salty, a bad thing, or sweet, a good thing. It's going to get very heated. It's got very heated so far. Mm-hmm. You guys get into this one. I really, really enjoy it. So, yes, the topics this week. First up, we have the idea of lurking on social media. We've all done it. We've all sat on the edges of a group chat. We've all had a look through people's photos on Facebook. You know who you are. You know you've done it. But is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? So, Katie, first of all, I would like you to explain just why lurking is one of the worst curses we have ever come across on social media. I need your salty take on this. 15 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
It's the most dangerous thing you can ever do in the world.
Please
listen. Stop. One of the worst feelings if you're like surfing on Facebook at like three. What? What if you're flipping through someone's pictures from
your
like
time's
09?
Way up. Your time's
slips.
Way up.
Shut up.
Oh,
please.
I'm sure that beeple have taken up at least 3 seconds of your time. Dear Lord. Same time as last week, mate.
Oh, you're just
same
about
time
to get
as last week.
Served.
Yeah, Woody, I think you need to bring this one back, mate. Oh. Tell me why you are so in favour of lurking on social media. It's the sweet side of things. Woody, off you go now.
I am a lurker till I die. Like, firstly, you can get to feel like you're in an episode of Gossip Girl. Who doesn't want to do that? You can take the pleasure in the failure of others, creep on all your crushes, sleuth on your ex, release your inner perv. Do you know what I mean? Just like look people up. Like, come on.
I mean, there's
you
a,
know you want it.
There's a clear winner in that one. I mean, just
right,
a clear one.
What's going to happen to you if you suddenly like someone's picture from like 7 years ago? How do you explain that?
I'll be like, I really fancy you. Sorry.
Why do I feel like your approach is slightly different from the rest of the general public's? You're just like owning it, owning those social media mistakes. But you've clearly won that argument, haven't you, Woody? Let's be honest.
Yes.
Let's be honest. It's
I
a point
to like
you,
to
sir.
I would like to put a request in for like double the time.
Okay, double the time. Maybe you should make the best use of the time you have, Katie. Yeah, just going to suggest that one.
No, everything's too much.
Don't let the pressure get to you, mate, all right? Don't let the pressure get to you. It's okay, I promise. I promise you.
It's not question time.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly. You're among friends here. It's okay.
It should be.
Okay, next up, the next topic. We want to talk about music festivals. It's festival season, guys. You know, everything's kicking off. Glastonbury's in a couple of weeks now. You've got Reading and Leeds coming up at the end of August. V-Fest. You know, Coachella's already been and gone. So I want to know what you guys really think about music festivals. Woody, I'm going to come to you first. I want a sweet take from you. I want you to tell me just exactly why music festivals are so fun. They're so fun, all right? Okay. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Okay, you can forget your job even exists. You get to party with people you've never met before. You're really cool. You get to watch bands that you've always admired when you were growing up. Like, amazing.
Five seconds.
To live like a pig in the mud for a weekend. Keeps you in touch with your primitive side. You're a filthy animal. Don't forget it. That's what festivals are about.
No. You're a filthy animal. Don't forget it. Should be the slogan on Glastonbury's poster next year. I love that. Love that. All right, but there is another side to things. There is another side thing. Let's not forget that. Katie, I need you to give me a salty take. I need you to tell me why music festivals should be abolished immediately. 15 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Woody is wrong. I do not care who is headlining. I am not going to step foot in a field, heat wave or downpour. No, no, it's a no from me. Not sleeping in a sweaty tent, not going to stand next to a bunch of sweaty strangers who are probably going to throw wee in cups at everybody.
And
it's too overpriced.
Time.
I think you deserve the bottles of wee, to be honest, with that, with those comments.
I love that.
Vicious.
Is there really so much wee going around that that's the primary concern to not go to a festival?
I have been to one festival. It was a day festival. It wasn't even overnight.
Oh, well, this explains a lot then. Here we go. Yeah,
it was not for me. There was wee everywhere.
A day full of wee just running around.
I heard no music, just wee.
I got to be honest, you're... abnormal fear of wee is not selling me on this one. I'm going to have to give the point to Woody. Yeah. He's storming ahead.
Go and enjoy your festival together.
Maybe we will. No cups of wee in sight. That is salty or sweet, guys. If you want to read more about those stories and more, go to the website. It's pop-buzz.com. Yes, next it is it a banger? So... the guys here have brought in two of the big new tunes you can hear on the Pop Buzz audio stream. All we have to decide is which is the biggest banger. It's a banger off. Now, there's a theme, actually, this week, guys. I want you to tell me why these bangers are perfect barbecue bangers. It's barbecue season.
Right.
I'm going to be out in the garden in the sunshine. I want a banger that's going to have the perfect beat for that kind of atmosphere, all right? Okay, so, Katie, we're going to come to you first.
Hello.
What banger have you brought for me this week?
Well, I actually don't need to explain it to you because I know you're going to be a fan.
Oh, here we go.
But
here
for
we
everyone
go.
Listening, my banger is from a band called Churches.
Yes, here we go.
They're from Borney, Scotland.
Never do that again. Never, ever do that again. I'm immediately going to start deducting points. Come on now.
Anyway, so they've...
they're from Scotland. They're from Scotland.
They've got a bit of like a synth pop electro vibe going on. Their influences are like Prince, Depeche Mode, artists like that. Their lead singer, Lauren's an absolute babe.
She's fantastic. She's amazing.
Extra point.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're bringing it back, mate. You're bringing it back from the accent. Carry on.
Yes, and of course, this song features the patron saint of Pop Buzz, Ms. Hayley Williams.
Yes, noted Pop Buzz Twitter fan, Hayley Williams. Excellent. Okay, yeah, well, let's have a little listen, shall we?
Light your barbecue coals. Because here it is.
Shut up.
Bury It by Churches.
I do love that song. I loved it when it came out on the album last year, which is an amazing album, by the way. Do go and check it out. But yeah, the addition of Hayley. Mm-hmm. I mean, they played this song live quite a few times. They popped up at each other's shows. Churches were on Paravoy, the Paramore cruise ship that happened earlier in the year. So they did that, and they just did it at Bonnaroo Festival as well this last weekend. I do love it. I need a little bit more detail on why this is my perfect barbecue banger.
So It's one of them songs you put on, your barbecue's in full swing.
Indeed.
Everybody's at the grill. Maybe someone's over there playing badminton in the corner. Somebody's already got suntan. The
you know me well.
Punch is flowing.
You know how I throw a party.
Turn it up. Put on the Churches.
Yeah.
And have a true. Good time.
It's the ultimate soundtrack to my back garden badminton.
Woody doesn't want to come to my barbecue.
No, like that.
I've got inflatable flamingos and everything.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's better.
Well,
that's
Woody,
better.
Woody, you know, let's see what you brought. Let's see how you can beat it, mate. What is your barbecue banger?
So this week I've gone for a new artist. Her name's Betty Who.
Betty Who?
I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, anyway, well, look, she's from Australia. She was kind of, one of her tracks, Somebody Loves You, was kind of big on the internet a while back because it was used in a DIY proposal video that kind of went viral on YouTube. But anyway, since then, she's supported Katy Perry, and she's now based in LA, and she's releasing her second album later this year. This is just a warm-up kind of thing. I don't think this is actually going to be on the album, but I love it. It's basically a cover of Donna Lewis's classic I Love You Always Forever.
Okay, let's have a little listen. This is Betty Who.
As we lay there under a blue sky with pure white stars, exotic sweetness, magical time. Together everywhere, I will be with you. Everything I will do for you, I love you always, forever, near and far. Closer together, everywhere, I will be with you. Everything.
Big 90s vibes,
right?
Matching my 90s aesthetic,
exactly.
There, it really is.
And everyone knows barbecues were invented in the 90s.
Like, the year was 1992.
Yeah, and so this song is essentially a relic from a bygone era of barbecue bangers. If, in fact, you might be able to describe it as the holy shroud of bangers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a bit chill for a barbecue.
Look,
though,
shut up.
It?
Okay.
Paint a picture for me, will you? Paint a picture for me. I'm at the grill. I've got two burgers on. I'm waiting for them to get to a nice medium rare. There's some kids in a paddling pool in the corner. I don't know who they are. They've somehow made it into the garden. There's some people on the badminton court, as Katie
Thank
said.
You.
And it's a full court. I have a big garden. You know, what's happening? I'm putting on the music. How does the vibe alter? How's it
changing? Yeah, so the room just suddenly starts to...
We're not in a room.
We're in a garden.
We're having an inside barbecue.
An indoor barbecue.
Okay, we don't need to be outside.
So
you know
we're
what?
Coughing this, to the beat as this, the smoke fills our lungs and the room.
This is a barbecue banger that can be played anywhere, okay?
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
It's inside barbecues, outside barbecues. And basically, everyone just slowly starts getting into the groove. They start eating a hot dog. Maybe they jump on the bouncy castle because, like,
there's a bouncy castle indoors.
Yeah.
My house is expanding. I am a fan of this. My first floor flat is really, really getting some cool vibes.
Yeah, mate. Like, it's the perfect barbecue banger,
I guess.
It's
a very good tune. I am loving the 90s revival. I am loving the 90s vibes. Unfortunately, Woody, I'm afraid my barbecue is always going to require some Lauren and Hayley to really, really set it off. It's a point to Katie, I'm afraid, this week. She's won it.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You can come to the barbecue if you want, Woody.
Mate, screw
you can bring
barbecue.
Betty if you want.
Betty who?
Betty who?
And that is it a banger for another week? If you want to hear those two tracks and loads great more tracks, you can hear them on the PopBuzz audio stream. Go to the website and click in the top right-hand corner. Finally, it is the question of the week.
Got a question, we've got a question, can you help us out?
We've got one big topical question based on a news story we've been covering earlier this week. So, as we've said, the biggest event we've had was the Summertime Ball at Wembley Stadium. An undoubted highlight was the Queen of Pop herself, Ariana Grande, taken to the stage. So, my question to you guys is, when was the last time you were a truly dangerous woman or man?
I'm a dangerous woman.
Hey, I didn't say it. You can say it yourself. That's fine. When was the last time, guys, you were truly, truly dangerous? Funniest story will win my approval and the point. Woody, I'll come to you first. Okay. So, when was the last time you were as dangerous as Ariana?
Well, day-to-day basis, I'm a very, very dangerous woman.
Okay, all right.
I'm like Kill Bill with less hair. Like,
and less murder, I hope.
Less murder.
And you don't really... You know, do you wear yellow? You could pull off yellow.
Yeah, I've got yellow.
Nice yellow tracksuit.
But like, yeah, I'm the type of person that like swipe right on someone I know on Tinder. Do you know what? or I will go back on Instagram and like someone's first photo just to freak them out.
That is dangerous. You know, that is fully dangerous.
Getting my lurker vibes on. But actually, I say the most dangerous thing that's ever happened is actually kind of incidental. Well, it was accidental. I was on holiday in India and I basically nearly got eaten alive by a pack of dogs.
What?
Yeah.
What?
True story.
Okay, back up. So are we talking like a dog you might have as a pet or a wild dog?
Rabid wild dogs.
Wow.
I got lost at night and I walked down a road and essentially two dogs started following me and I was like, I like dogs, it's fine. Another two started following me and they're like barking and I'm like, oh God. Oh, wow. I got to the end, it was like a dead end and there were seven dogs, semicircle, backed me up against a car and I just like... I just kind of went into superhero mode. I was like, right, I'm just going to outrun the dog. So I was like, 1, 2, 3, run! And I ran. They all started chasing me. Eventually I outrun the dogs. I managed to escape. Actually, what really happened, I flagged down someone on a motorcycle. I was like, and they drove me back to my place, literally just walked past it. It was like 30 seconds away. But that was a very dangerous moment.
That's a definitely dangerous situation. Yeah. I was not expecting that one.
And afterwards, you know, I just felt so... Even though I was a complete wimp and like was basically running away from dogs, like I felt powerful.
Fair enough. You know? Fair enough. Understandable, really. Katie, can you beat a rabid pack of wild dogs
for me? Mine's
going to
make me sound so bad.
Nah, come on. When was the last time you were a dangerous woman? Talk to me.
Okay, I'm not as dangerous as I used to be. Okay. I was a very reckless child, so I'm going to throw it way back.
Please do.
And I'm going to tell you the story about when I was like 6, maybe.
Okay.
Playing in the garden with my little brother. I had my Barbies. He had his little Action Man skateboard.
Right.
Everyone was having a lovely time. Long story short, he stole one of my Barbies.
Oh!
Right?
Oh my God.
Wow.
I was horrible not having
move.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, give it back. Give it back, son. anyway. So I ran away, snatched it off him, ran away. He followed me. And as he was running away, I stood on the skateboard, on the back of the skateboard, and flipped it up. And it smacked him in the face.
Oh, my God. That's
what
a live-action cartoon.
You?
Wow.
I am reminded of this story every single day.
I'm not surprised.
My danger turns to violence.
Clearly. I mean, that is really quite scary.
Sorry, brother.
There it is. Okay, wow. Okay. Both wow. Very, very interesting stories.
I'm learning so much about you doing these podcasts.
It's all coming out. Very interesting stories. Woody, I did love yours. That's a very, very entertaining story that I didn't know. However, it's less of a story about you being dangerous and more a bunch of dogs being very dangerous.
Dangerous bitches.
Dangerous bitches.
If
right
I had
there.
Been there with my Action Man skateboard,
it's true,
I could
yeah.
have helped you.
Wouldn't have been a problem. Kate, I'm going to have to give you the point on that one. That is a very, very dangerous
I'd say
move.
Thank you, but I'm sure it.
You should be ashamed.
Really
you should be ashamed of winning.
Get out.
So, yes, you do win the question of the week, Katie. Unfortunately, it's not enough to catch Woody. The winner of episode 3, it's Woody, everybody. Give it up.
Give it up.
Congratulations. Congratulations. What a performance.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say to the fans out there? Just
keep being a dangerous woman.
Okay, that's nice. That's a good moral for the week. That's a good moral for the week.
But don't attack people with skateboards.
Also worth noting.
Don't resort to violence.
We don't condone violence.
Very true. Congratulations, Woody. Your prize for this week, in keeping with what a big week it's been, we're going to get you a single lock of Ollie Alexander's hair for you to cherish, cherish forever.
Really?
Keep it in your wallet. Yeah, I'm gonna tackle him next time he's in the building.
Can I tackle him with you?
No, that's not part of the rules. It'll go too far. So congratulations on that one. Katie, commiserations. Unfortunately, your forfeit. Seeing as you were complaining so much about time earlier, I'm giving you 5 seconds on Salty or Sweet next week. That's your forfeit.
That's
your forfeit. You're going to have five. Yeah. Well,
fine.
There you go.
Fine.
See what
challenge
you can do
accepted.
With it. There it is.
Oh,
I like
okay.
that attitude.
Big words.
I like that attitude. And that is basically it from us for another week, guys. Wow. Thank you so much for listening. Please do click to subscribe on iTunes. You can get us on Audio Boom now as well. And of course, on SoundCloud and on the Pop Buzz website. We will see you next week. Say goodbye, Katie.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Woody.
Bye.
Oh, you think you can go one better than me?
Bye.
And it's bye from me. Thanks very much for listening, guys. See you next week.
Girl, I don't eat breakfast. You know this. So how you think I maintain this vigor?